I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Greg Hill Show. Happy hump day. We've got myself, Courtney, in for Greg once again. He's still on Nantucket. Looks like he's having a fabulous time. Lots of food stories. He was getting his 10K steps yesterday on Instagram, so he's thriving. Wiggy here for one more day before heading off to his own island of Martha's Vineyard.
That's right. It's my Friday. Let's go.
Congratulations.
Let's effing go. Greg,
we'll have a fun one for you. Curtis, you and I will be here for the remainder of the week.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to try to make the most out of it, you and I.
The last time I was as stressed as I am for tomorrow and Friday, I drank gin during the show.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. That's what I'm talking about.
We got Bill O'Brien printouts. crazy day.
Yeah.
But I will say that I need help. I always need help. And Courtney, you've done a fantastic job. And Wiggy, you usually have the best answer to everything, even though you find it in a weird way. What the hell is the deal with Wick and the ownership of the Celtics? I saw that story yesterday. Wick Grosbeck may have the most unique and mysterious career in any realm of Boston sports, because we all thought he was the main owner.
Yeah.
Then it was 2%. Then the team gets sold, and we're like, oh, buy Wick. And then Wick's here to be the front man, and he's going to not just be here for this year, but for 3 years as the president, CEO, whatever.
Which I was excited about, because I think he's done a great job being the front man.
Right. And then out of nowhere, in the middle of Tuesday in mid-August, it's reported that he is being supplanted by Chisholm, and he is now the alternate governor. All of which I have no idea what it means.
But I've also read that he's keeping his CEO title. So there's a lot of questions around it. Mm-hmm. We are going to be joined by SI's Chris Mannix this morning at 9 a.m. on that change to ask all of our burning questions, because there certainly is a lot of them. Shime off for the remainder of the week. So Jackson in the big chair behind the glass. Jackson, good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning.
You feel good about today? You feel like this is going to be, you know, your best one yet?
Oh, well, I felt good up until Curtis gave me a little bit of agita, saying that he's very nervous about the next few days.
Well, I think we all get a bit nervous.
Well, you know.
You give off some nervous energy sometimes.
Yeah,
but
you know, and I get the job done. We're here.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then
Real World Tom filling in for Jackson this morning. Good morning. We're going to get a lead from you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect.
All right, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Our leads are going to come up around 6:20, 6:30. It's Wiggy's Friday, so we'll just treat it as a Friday. They said it's going to be at 7:42-ish or a little bit before. And the news after that, we're going to, like I said, hear from Chris Mannix this morning at 9. We'll have your Hill Notes at 9:20. Bring that same energy that you brought yesterday. The Hill Notes yesterday, phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
10 out of 10. And that's basically going to be it. The Sox win yesterday 14-1, epic fashion.
They're back.
Dustin May looked pretty good.
He did look
for
good.
A guy that wasn't going to make any impact. If you talk to a lot of Red Sox fans, they thought it was a lame pick or a lame trade. For him, he looked great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see where it goes from here. We need to see, like, everything in sports, it's about consistency. But, you know, that was a good one that we saw from them yesterday. And, you know, I think that if you're a Red Sox fan, you probably feel pretty confident that this team makes the postseason. Whether or not they can win the division, you know, that's still kind of like lingering. It's not out of your reach, but, you know, you got to really play well, and hopefully Toronto hits a little bit of a skid. But it's a good one.
Yeah, I think one thing that you can say, I think pretty convincingly today, is that they are different than they've been the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Because there have been several games. I talked to Ken, was rattled entering last night with May on the mound. I was like, oop, May on the mound tonight. He's like, oh, they can't lose. They can't lose tonight. And there was the Philly game where they closed out the series. They could have gotten swept. They won the Wednesday night game in a comeback fashion. They have had several opportunities to have losses that just would derail many things. Last night, if you lose last night, then tonight's you're potentially getting swept. You've now lost four in a row. You know, you could lose 6 of 7 or 7 of 8, whatever it would have been. So to win in that fashion last night with a guy that you probably weren't that comfortable with right on the mound was pretty impressive.
Now, for you, you are probably the biggest Red Sox fan on the show. Are you confident in the postseason for them?
I am just, to me, I am very optimistic about the future should they get there, because you never want to have an entire team of young players playing in their first postseason. So in a year where it may be perceived as somewhat of a bonus year to some, mm-hmm. you get Roman Anthony in there, you get Crochet in the playoffs, you get to sort of see what the makeup of some of these guys are that you don't know, good or bad, until they get into those games. And it's just, for my money, playoff baseball reshapes the city in a way that none of the other teams do. Like, to extend the summer into October, you got the Go Sox on the Pru. You've got, it's just, you got goosebumps thinking about Taylor Swift yesterday. Yeah. I get goosebumps thinking about playoff baseball. So,
well, it's a Breslow week. He's going to join us tomorrow, us meeting Curtis and I, at 9 a.m.
And so, Jackson's got the question of the week.
Okay, perfect. I love that from him.
Craig, do you have any one bedrooms?
What a wild
How's the search come, a big crack?
I mean, it's going. We're searching.
A better lead today?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Cool.
I'm always better, Courtney.
Yeah,
I'm always better than
every day. We're all trying to get better.
That's all you can do.
Right. Can I just ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
What do you think the fan base, you asked me as the Red Sox fan, what do you think the Red Sox fan, the guy that's just, you know, driving to work today, doesn't go to a bunch of games, but it's been a diehard for most of his life. What is a successful year for them? Just getting the playoffs, you think?
I think getting to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think getting into the playoffs, because you brought up a good point, the team is so young that, and you got Crochet locked down, Bale's young, you got him locked down, and I think that will...
Got Roman Anthony locked down.
Yeah, you'll get the energy from, all right, getting to the playoffs. And then I think the expectations are they're going to be big players in the offseason to adding to a young team that has coming off, however, depending on how far they get in the postseason, you'll be adding to a young team that's coming off a playoff run. And I think the excitement will be even bigger and better come next year.
I also think that people's expectations going into this season were so high, but people have forgotten about that by now. The expectations dropped drastically when we were in June and July, early July.
Especially in Fall River on the 1st of August.
Exactly. Yeah, the boos were loud. So I think people have recency bias where they think of the last three seasons and then they think of how they felt in June and July. So if they make the postseason, I think people are happy.
And I think the expectations were high early, but then all the stuff kind of threw like a real like sour taste in everybody's mouth. And then once you got rid of him and they continue to play, and if they get to the postseason, I think a lot of people are going to be like, oh, it was a bounce back season after all that trash that went on with Devers and the excitement level. And you know how baseball is probably the one sport where it doesn't matter if you're the first seed or if you're, you know, in this case, what is it? Six seed.
I don't know. There's so many wild cards.
Yeah. Now. So it doesn't matter because you can, you know, if your pitching's good and you get hot, you can win. Where the other sports, it's a little bit more difficult for you to be a lower seed and beat, you know, the top teams. It's, you know, we don't see it as much as we do in baseball.
Right.
Well, I have to say that it's a big day for me because 7 p.m. will be the New Heights podcast. So I'll be waiting up all day. I'll just be waiting for that to drop because right. once that drops, we'll find out when the new Taylor Swift album is going to come out. August or her 12th album. Is it going to come out sometime in August? Will it come out tonight? Will it come out on Friday? She likes a Friday drop. Or I've noticed that the vinyl records that are being sold online aren't shipping till October. So is it going to be an October release for her 12th album?
Is she bummed a bit because had the Chiefs won, they would have had the Thursday night banner raiser. That would have been a great night for Taylor Swift to be in there with the product placement.
You know, I just read Travis's GQ article, which was pretty phenomenal. And
he has the depth of a bun cake.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think he's pretty. He knows what's going on.
Do you think he's a smart guy?
Yeah, I think he's very Gronk-esque. Well, like people don't think Gronk is smart. I think Gronk knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, but what's a smart guy? Like somebody who.
Ken, he's a smart guy.
Right, but that doesn't mean
different type of smart. Yeah,
I actually would rather read about Kelsey.
That doesn't mean he's socially aware or he's socially connected or somebody like that. I think, you know, it depends on what you like. I don't view somebody as
I just don't really care what Travis Kelsey has to say. He doesn't say things that I find interesting.
Right, right. But that's the thing. Like you might not find it interesting. It's like everybody has their own thing. Like he probably looks at what you go and like, this guy, I don't find that interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I find him very interesting. My point was going to be that they keep their avenues very separate when they're supporting each other. So when Travis is supporting Taylor, it's all about her music. When Taylor's supporting Travis, it seems to be all about football. They don't really mix the two. They're just supportive partners for each other.
I bet they're like very like into, you know, together. They're probably like a lot of people who watch, you know, the reality shows together. What's the show that you love? Love Island?
Yep.
Yeah, I bet they're probably like that. They, you know, talking about that.
Real Life Tom likes Love Island.
Oh,
as
Real
well.
Life Tom,
that
you love it?
That show is a banger.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the people love it. So I bet that's...
You would love it. I don't know why you don't watch it.
There is some banging.
Yeah. There is a lot of banging.
I guess that's probably what they relate more to. They're probably not... Unless she's like you are, she loves the investigative reporting shows that you love. What
yeah,
is
crime,
it called?
True
the
crime.
True crime shows.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, quickly on the true crime. I finished the Amazon One Night in Idaho Prime docuseries on the murders. And there is a brief attempt, and they talk about how that this satanic human that is rotting in jail was part of these classes at Washington State University about criminology, and they show that the woman buys, like, a home that she sets up as this crime scene.
Yes.
And they're insinuating that, like, this is what, we need to stop doing this, or this is what led to the murders, and it's like, everybody, I just found the whole thing to be nonsensical. Like, there's been millions and millions of people that have taken criminology classes. They haven't become serial killers.
Right.
Like, we always take, like, this one example, and it's like blaming the rap music or video games or whatever. I don't know. I just found it to be a very good series, but a weird way for that to be brought up.
A great series. More has come out about that case as well. We don't have time right now, but I can get into it later. There's been reports on how he ties to the group that unfortunately he ended up murdering. So, but Justin from New Hampshire wants to talk about the Sox postseason and if that's enough. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I just don't, Curtis, I think either you or Wiggy made the statement or asked the question, do you think that it's enough to make the postseason? Look, they've got a pretty good ball team right now. That kid last night, and one comment on Dustin May, it wasn't just that he pitched those six good innings. His stuff was really, really good. I kept looking up at the TV. His movement on his pitches was good. I don't know. You know, certainly there's a lot to be told with him. But certainly looked promising. As far as the Red Sox are concerned, though, isn't this where Alex Cora should make his money? Is this not where he should show his worth? He's got a team that has played really good baseball. If he's such a good baseball coach, you know what, Alex? Go out and show us. This is your opportunity. Just making the playoffs ain't going to cut it. They got to win a series.
All right, thanks, Justin. I mean, Alex Cora already made his money, so I think that he doesn't
I think the call had a good point. It's like now your last 3 years in the second half of the season, your team has fallen apart. And, you know, whether it's, you know, I think that maybe getting to the postseason, you know, would satisfy a lot of people. But, like the caller said, you know, show that you can win around.
Yeah.
You know, show that you can do what you need to do as a manager, put this team in the right position, make the right changes. And this is where, you know, where I think, you know, that $7 million that you get a year has to really kind of kick in.
All right, well, we got to get to what's trending. But before that, I would love if Curtis could open the window world of Boston to tell us how the weather is out there.
Ooh, the last day of our heat wave, currently 70 degrees. Yesterday was the hottest. Mm-hmm. Holy hell, it was
yeah,
like
it was a
freaking oven outside. Warm and humid still with going to be 90 degrees in Boston later today. There could be a thunderstorm or two that pop up later in the day in the afternoon. And tonight, partly cloudy. Humidity stays around with some more thunderstorms and a low of 72.
All right, I love it. Okay, let's get to what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox take care of the Astros in epic fashion. 14-1 the final in Houston with Dustin May showing out. He tossed six scoreless innings while striking out eight. Another night with Roman Anthony and Alex Bregman homering along with Carlos Narvaez. The score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play.
500 milli, half a billion. What is it? Powerball?
Oh.
One of them lotteries is 500 billy.
Okay. 500 million.
I mean, 500 million. Excuse me.
I was like, damn.
No, 500 million is damn.
Yeah. Right.
You guys ain't playing it?
I haven't been. No, I didn't know. I guess I got to play today.
Better wake up.
Okay.
All right.
Last one in Houston tonight, 7:10. First pitch, Lenny DiNardo will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show.
So I just issue a very brief complaint
please.
I just saw? So Reiner's Network, I won't even give it the name.
Channel 7?
Yeah, thank you. They're doing the local news, and before their weather report, they do a live shot of Castle Island.
All right.
I feel like this is a clear shot.
At you.
I mean,
that's your territory.
Don't infringe. I'm gonna go into the quad, and I think Brick's gonna kill.
That's where the it's that hot dog joint over
Sullivan's.
There. Sullivan's. I think I've been to Castle Island like once.
Oh, yep. Sullivan's is so good.
Yeah,
though.
I never get to Castle Island.
Back off, Reiner.
Yeah,
sorry.
Curtis brought it up already this morning, but some breaking news yesterday for the Celtics. When the sale for the Celtics to Bill Chisholm fully goes through, Wick Grosbeck will no longer be the Celtics governor. Grosbeck is expected to remain the seat with the CEO title as planned and be the alternate governor after the sale is complete. We'll be joined by SI's Chris Mannix this morning at 9 on that change. And the Pats have their joint practice today with the Vikings ahead of their second preseason game on Saturday. And when we say we want to lose weight, we mean fat, not muscle. New studies show up to 40% of the weight lost on the new meds is muscle, not fat. So keep your muscle, lose the fat with Awaken 180, awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. We'll be right back with everybody's leads.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Funny Twitch chat this morning already. Somebody said with Jackson producing, it's going to be another morning of Courtney not knowing any of the rejoin songs.
That was Ozzy.
I knew that one. So we're one for one. So good job, Jackson. And if you're watching on Twitch, we're live every single day on Twitch and on YouTube. But Twitch is brought to you by our friends at Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, go see them at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. Now, we were talking about Red Sox before the break, and some people had some things to say. So let's hear from David in the car. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Courtney, you're doing a great job. Absolutely great. Right on point, on time with your training and everything. Unbelievable. Great job. You're very welcome. So I'm a Red Sox. You know, the thing, I look at it this way. If they don't make it to the playoffs, I believe Alex Cora needs to get fired. And the reason I say that is that you have a decent, you have a good team. You have a young team where it's moldable. You can mold a team. They should be playing the way it needs to be played. They need to be coached properly. And they need to execute it. And if Alex Cora cannot do that, then you cannot waste another year with him hoping. And we cannot use excuse, well, it's a young team, we got to give it another year. No. If Alex Cora cannot pull this off, he needs to get out. We need to move on and get somebody else in here. No questions asked.
Yeah. Thank you, David.
I have to just, like, the manager, I think, is largely irrelevant. Like, I know Cora gets paid, you know, the top three or four of all managers in baseball, mm-hmm. but, like, look at the Yankees. I mean, Aaron Boone's kept his job, and he's been a far worse manager. I mean, they have
than
Cora.
No, he's not.
Yes, he has.
What?
They went to the World Series. They went to the World Series.
They've been to the playoffs a couple times.
They have a team that is at least twice as talented in most places than the Red Sox are. There are outside of with this year with Cole being done for the year. Mm-hmm. Their crochet is out, but the Yankees have had far more talent.
Yeah, and they lost in the World Series.
Right. And then how many other World Series has Aaron
Boone been to? They haven't, and I agree with you, they haven't been to many. But if you look over the last 3-4 years, and I remember doing that as a lead, like Aaron Boone's record as a manager is better than Cora's. I think
Yankees and Red Sox managers are judged by not what their regular season record is, but it's what they do in the playoffs.
Okay.
And Aaron Boone has been an underachiever as the manager.
Well, I would agree with you, as he's been an underachiever. And Cora... Yeah, Cora did win a World Series. And
like, if Aaron Boone and Cora are both free agents, who gets a job first?
I mean, I think more people like Cora.
Right.
So I would lean towards that. Right. But you could see in baseball, it's, do you like the guy? I mean, I agree with David. It's, if you don't make the playoffs, this is, what, 4 years in a row? And you can't tell me you're one of the best managers in baseball and you know, you did it with Joe Burrow. We were talking yesterday. Like, you can't be one of the top players, coaches in the league and have missed the playoffs 4 years in a row.
I just wonder if behind closed doors, Cora is keeping players at bay. Like, would we have so much more of an S show the last couple of seasons if Alex Cora wasn't the manager? Because if you're listening to Curtis and the managers don't really mean much to the play on the field and it's more the talent of the players, then have we just been lacking there?
Yeah,
and Alex Cora doesn't really have anything to do with it, but behind closed doors, things could have been 10 times worse.
But
and that's why
you say that. Where have you been for the last 3 years? It's been an S show in
the
second half.
But I'm saying, could it have been even worse?
No, but because I forget which one of you guys said this, but you said the reason why they fall apart in the second half of the season is because they don't do anything, and then the manager comes in moping and gives up on the season, and then the rest of the team follows suit. So, like, isn't that an S show? If your manager gives up on the season because the GM didn't make moves at the trade deadline, and then the rest of the team follows suit, you're saying that that person is keeping it together? Well, isn't he the reason why?
He's sticking up for the players.
And we've seen
So moping around and being like, oh, the front office didn't do anything. We're going to stink. And then just the attitude that you bring the second half of the season is just, we're not good anyways because we didn't do anything. And then the rest of your team follows that suit.
Yeah, we saw what that looks like. It's 2012. It's Bobby Valentine. It's a right. team that totally quit on the manager, and it doesn't end the season at 500. And believe me, I'm not booking a duck boat parade for Cora for holding it together. But
isn't that what they've been doing the last 3 years, quitting on the second half of the season?
Chicken and beer, Bobby V, those were...
Well, I'm not talking the chicken and beer. I'm just talking about...
But I'm telling you, in 2012, a year after chicken and beer, the team was awful. And they were not nearly as bad as their record suggested. They didn't play for Bobby V. And I think of all the sports, I think you can put MLB and NBA in the same bag, which is that the coaches are not as important as they are in other sports.
I completely agree with that. I've said that to you before. So my thing is, if that's the case, then why are you paying a guy $7 million to put a lineup card in that you can have a computer do?
Because it's not taxed, and it's a way for the fan base to believe in their manager, and it's cheaper than signing a better player in the free agency.
And maybe for players that want to play for Alex Cora, it's a guy that you want here. Here's Mark in Florida on the Red Sox. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Courtney. Great job in the lead spot,
Thank you, as always.
Curtis, I'm shocked that you didn't push back on Wiggy earlier when he said the Sox are going to invest big in the offseason because they had a good season this year. What gives you – I love Wiggy, but listen, they gave Bregman essentially a one-year deal. What makes you think, Wiggy, that they're really, really going to invest in the offseason? Because I don't believe them at all. I don't believe a word that Sam Kennedy says.
Well, I mean, there's no proof that leads me to go down that road other than the fact that you heard Sam Kennedy talk about, you know, making a run at Joe Ryan and didn't fall through, and then possibly that be something that they're going to do in the offseason.
But that's not an investment. He's like $5 million.
Right, but if you get him and then you give him a new deal like you did Garrett Crochet, that's an investment.
Yeah,
Isn't Crochet an investment?
Yes. Yeah, but not on next year. I mean, yes. I mean, we could semantically, you can sign him to an extension the way he did with Crochet. Right. I would also say, though, that there is zero chance they invest in this offseason. I'm sorry I didn't react to that in the moment. No, they are.
So you think they let Bregman walk?
Let me rephrase. They are not going to spend and add new players at the top of the free agent market. They will maybe trade for people already under control, but they are not going to invest in free agent dollars.
Okay, free agent dollars. But you think they re-sign?
But he's under contract. So,
but isn't that part of it? Because the caller said Bregman. Isn't that part of the investment invested?
They will not be a top 10 salary payroll team in baseball next year.
All right. So you're saying they won't go after guys like Pete Alonso?
They won't add.
They won't add. So they might add like a 2-year, 3-year, $60 million deal. I'm saying top of the market. John Henry is going to lock the players out a year from now. At the conclusion of the 2026 season, there will be a lockout. We will likely have a season without baseball because they are trying to do whatever they can to institute a salary cap and reshape the entire finances of the sport.
So don't waste that money when you know there's going to be a lockout.
No, it's that he's the one screaming for the need of the lockout, and you can't get other owners to fall in line if you're the one screaming for it and then investing in free agency in a way that you're telling people they can't.
All right, well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, and like I said, we'll have Craig Breslow on tomorrow for the front office report at 9 a.m. But before that, Jackson, let's get to everybody's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Not who let the dogs out.
There's a lot of barking, yes. No, sorry. Jane's Addiction. Been caught stealing.
Jane's Addiction. Okay. All right.
What? Okay.
Do you know the song Who Let the Dogs Out?
Yes. Yeah. It's a joke.
Oh, okay. I was like, real. I thought, I can't tell when it comes to your music knowledge. You didn't know who Bone Thugs and Harmony was.
I knew who they were. I didn't know the song yesterday.
You've never heard of Jane's Addiction?
I have heard of Jane's Addiction. Right. I don't know their portfolio.
Oh, that would be the biggest song of them.
And who's the leads brought to us by today, Jackson?
The leads are brought to you by Subaru.
Okay. Awesome. Jackson, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. I'm sorry about that. I will be much better tomorrow. You know, once I get into it after a long time of not doing it, I get much better. So my lead today, I played that song for a reason. I feel like I feel like a criminal over the last 2 days. Because as you guys know, I'm moving. And so I'm trying to sell some extra stuff and get rid of some stuff, make a little extra cash. And I have a little problem. I'm obsessed with getting cheap or free golf bags. I love finding the next better golf bag than the one I'm carrying. I don't know why. It's just a weird quirk of mine. If I see one in the trash, I'll always stop. If I see one for really cheap at like Savers or something, I'll always look at it. Mm-hmm. And over the last few weeks, like I bought one, a really nice one at Savers for like $3. Mm. I sold that on Facebook Marketplace for $75. I found one in the trash, and I sold it yesterday for $80. And I feel like my bubble's gonna burst any second when I'm making these sales. I'm like, is there gonna be an FBI guy jumping out of the bushes? Am I being an ass? Am I taking advantage of these people? I feel bad for selling these things for as much money as I do.
No, people do that all the time. You're not doing anything illegal.
Even though I got it for cheap money or free.
Oh, so you get the golf bag to then flip it.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good business model.
I feel powerful.
Yeah, keep doing it. Keep doing you.
I mean, how much can you get them? I mean, how much can you sell? How much
golf bags are expensive.
I just said one for $75, one for $80.
Oh, okay.
And that's, $3.50 out of my pocket.
All right, so people are buying $75 golf bag. That's not bad.
No, that's cheap for a lot of people. All right, Jackson, thank you. Real World Tom, good morning. I hate calling you that. You're just College Tom in my mind.
No more.
Whatever. Real World Tom, College Tom. Tom is also just perfectly fine. Just regular Tom is cool as well. But whatever floats your boat, I'm cool by going by.
All right, then Tom, good morning.
Morning, Coco. Like you, I also saw the viral Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce going to be on the podcast tonight, and I had two immediate takeaways. First of all, I'll make it very clear, I'm not a Swiftie. I don't want to break your heart, not a Swiftie. They are endgame. They are engaged in my mind. They are going to get married, and if you are somebody who loves the NFL but cannot stand when they show Taylor Swift, I am sorry. It is only going to get worse with the new album coming out. If you thought it's been insufferable so far, you are only getting it's just getting started. She's going to be the rejoin song for every commercial break. You're going to hear her at every stadium with the new album. It is only going to get worse if you are not a Swiftie.
I love it. Do you think that Wiggy should have to pay up his $500 to me, even though I didn't pay him the original $200?
So I listen all the time, even when I'm not here. I'm a fan of the show. What is the actual bet? I don't even remember.
So there were two different bets. I bet Wiggy that Aaron Rodgers was not going to come back. $200 bet. Obviously, he came back. Wiggy bet me first, before the Aaron Rodgers bet, that Taylor and Travis were going to be broken up by June of this year. Obviously, that didn't happen. That was for $500.
So just Wiggy ponies up $300, right?
It would be $500.
But don't you owe him $200?
Yes.
So it would be $300.
Okay.
I think that's clear as day, Wiggy. I think that's the rule of the street. You're over $300.
Okay. We'll go double or nothing. I love to gamble.
Yeah, but listen, you bet. We go down this road. I'm not.
But what he's saying is, if I don't give you the 200, then you should just give me the 300 instead of the 500.
But give me my $200.
Okay. All right, then
if you bet somebody, you got two bets with them, and your first bet loses, don't you pay that person as soon as the bet?
Yes, Coco should have paid you beforehand.
Right.
But
so
it's August now, Wiggy. Just pony up the $300 to her.
Listen, I'll pony up the money as soon as I get my $200.
All right, so Coco, give him the $200 and he will then give you the $300.
That's
back.
Another thing. He doesn't have Venmo. He has Cash App. Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with cold hard cash?
I love you, Wiggs. But then isn't Courtney's money getting interest now too?
Right. Yeah, it is. But you can't, I guess
but everybody does double or nothing all the time.
No, it wasn't a double or nothing. It was two separate
bets. But bets are paid at their leisure. You see your buddy for the first time.
So bets are paid at, who do you know that bets are paid at?
I knew somebody who settled up with their bookie before sports gambling was legal once a year.
I don't know where you're from, but that's not how I operate.
We don't have those at BC.
We operate And Eastie, if you make a bet with me and I lose my bet, I'm ponying up the day after.
But then see, that's the difference between different upbringings.
Okay.
So once a year was the settlement.
You know what? Here's the saying then. If this is the way you want to, I owe you, right?
Yeah.
So then that means you'll never go broke. When I pay you, I pay you.
Okay.
It might be next week. It might be in 5 years.
Okay. I love it. Mm, I love it.
But if you would have had a bet this exact situation with Courtney.
If I had a bet and I lost, hold on. If Travis Kelce, and if let's say a bet was they get engaged, right? And they got engaged before Aaron Rodgers, I would have paid her the $500 as soon as they got engaged.
And I would have said to you, well, let's wait for the Aaron Rodgers
right.
thing.
And I would have said, no, here, take your money.
Here's Wiggy just got me on his side.
Here's your $500. Because I lost the bet, and then I would have we'd have our other bet floating around out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works.
All right.
If I bet on a game Saturday, and I obviously I lose my money, but if I win the next week, they pay me right then and there. I don't know this world of you place a bet, but you have another bet, and I'm going to wait to see how that bet works. I'm not going to pay you until I figure out my other bet.
Yeah. But it happens all the time. People get their butt kicked on Sunday and they throw all their money on Monday night. And they lose their money on Monday night. They throw their money on Thursday
right,
night.
But if they win, they get paid right there.
No, they win. They get rid of a debt they just had.
No.
Yeah, I just think a lot of people, when they're betting with their friends, not with anybody, not with an app or anything, they're like, okay, well, we have another bet out there. Let's see how that one plays out, right. And then we'll settle up.
No, but that's...
But
that's
now it's
not
been
how,
settled.
No, but that's not how I operate. We used to gamble.
We should have had these parameters beforehand.
So you want to go and bring $500 here, and you want Courtney to bring $200.
No.
And then give you $200 and give her $500?
We gamble on the plane.
Uh-huh. No, I'm just asking, but today. So let's say this is settled tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Let's say it's settled tomorrow. Here, I'm going to cash app you $200. Boom. She cash apps me my $200. And then guess what, Courtney? She shows that she's a stand-up gal. And then I'm going to cash app her. Right now, what she's showing me is she's not a stand-up gal.
What does it matter if she's a stand-up gal or not?
I am a stand-up gal.
No, it doesn't. If you don't pay somebody on their bet, that's not
and
being
here's,
stand-up.
And here's Steve in the truck. No bookie settles up once a year. I'm promising you, Steve, I knew a bookie growing up that settled once a year.
He's not a bookie, number one.
But yeah, they were. They okay. were. And actually, unfortunately, died the weekend of the Super Bowl.
Courtney, I'm going to mention two names. I bet you Wiggy knows them both. Jerry Zullo and Nene Frizzy. Okay, those were guys I worked for in East Boston in the 70s. I'm 72 years old. I booked for 25 years. The way we worked it, the week was Sunday to Saturday. Whatever you bet during the course of the week, the total comes forward on Saturday. I give you a total. You have until Tuesday to settle up on me. If you win $10,000, I have to pay you by Tuesday. If you lose $10,000, you pay me by Tuesday with interest. It's 10% interest on your money. That's the way it works. It's $10 on $100. Every bookie in America works the same way.
Right. Well, I knew one that worked a bit differently, but I believe you, Steve.
I gotta say,
if you knew a bookie like that, he wasn't making any money.
I think he was.
I got to say, brilliant idea having Steve be the guy in charge of the money, because you get that phone call. You're like, okay, here's the $300. Don't worry about it.
No, but it's just the principle. If I place a bet with you on anything, my expectations are...
Wiggy, you're just trying to avoid paying $300.
I have no problem paying the money.
I'm not saying that you don't have
the money.
No.
I'm downloading Cash App right now. It's going to be over. I'm sending it to Wiggy today.
There you go.
Okay.
That's all you have to do.
So then I'll get my $500. I'll send you the $200 and I'll get the $500.
I don't know where you guys come from where you're like.
You've said that 9 million times. You come from Eastie. I come from Lowell. Apparently, we had different bets.
Where you bet
with
people and don't worry about this money.
And I don't know where you come from where you're like, okay, let's not just wait till the other bet is figured out.
No, okay, give me my money because I could use that money invested in other places.
All right.
You could do the flying horses and Martha's Vineyard. Those are fun.
I could take
merry-go-round?
Yeah.
Oh, really nice.
Dispatch,
yeah.
Flying horses, please.
If she was a better, she gives me my $200 that she owes me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I take that $200 of that winnings. Who's to say I don't go to Encore and turn that $200 into... $2,000.
That's not my problem. But
think about the amount
of... It's my money.
Okay, it's my money too.
You lost.
You're not a stand-up girl.
You're not stand-up. I see how you move.
You really go low when you decide that you disagree with something.
But is it not the truth?
I'm a stand-up girl.
If you don't pay somebody for what they owe you, That shows the
because
character.
We had another bet.
Doesn't matter.
Oh my. Okay.
But my question to you, Wiggy, why would you accept the other bet before getting payment?
It doesn't matter. We have multiple bets. You can.
No,
have...
I know. But you're saying if you can't win on that bet, you shouldn't make it until bet has been paid.
No. We had multiple bets. That's all it is.
No, I know. But you're saying she can't make money on the second bet. You shouldn't accept second bet.
The first bet was not over by the time the
Jackson,
second bet
enough.
Had been made.
The okay. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my mistake.
We bet. No, on that.
Jackson's right. I thought it was second bet. My bad.
No, it was the first one. So, yeah, so she...
I'm paying you right now.
A stand-up gal
yep.
or a stand-up person would have paid... I would have give you... I'll give you grace like a day or two or something like that.
Right.
You know, even a week. Okay. All right, here's your money.
Put it on layaway.
You know, here's your money.
Renaissance style like your mother got a couch.
But Courtney's like, well... I'm not paying him until I see what happens with Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I thought that was the easier way to do it. But
no Chuck, I had a double burger.
Well, now she knows.
Okay, now I know. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have Curtis's lead, Wiggy's lead, and my lead after the break.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I just sent $200 to somebody who is not Wiggy, unfortunately. So that's going to be great.
Why not ask me before you send it?
Well, we were talking and you were just saying nonsense that I'm not a stand-up gal. So I was just trying to get it over with and move on. Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Greg is on Nantucket. Can't wait for him to be back. Shime is somewhere up in Maine. Wiggy we have for one more day today before he's off to the vineyard. And then it's just Curtis and I. Tom, are you in tomorrow and Friday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Tom's in and then Jackson in for Shime. But we were in the middle of the lead, so let's get back to them. Curtis, good morning.
I am so fascinated at Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, thank you.
I cannot tell you how endlessly interesting I find not only really his behavior, but the ability he has to do basically whatever he wants and have no repercussions. Like, he feels like Greg during the pandemic still going to Grill 23. Like, So the latest, if you missed it, he and his agent allegedly sabotaged real estate developers in Hawaii, engineering their wrongful and pretextual termination, which cost them millions of dollars, according to a recently filed lawsuit. Investor Kevin Hayes and other investors and brokers claimed that Ohtani, the Dodgers superstar, and his agent, Nez Bilillo, launched an unlawful scheme to wrongfully interfere with their plans to build a luxury residential compound within the Mauna Kea Resort, Big Island, just there. Very nice. I wouldn't go to the Big Island if you have a choice. Other islands are better, but that's just my personal point of view. It was filed Friday in the Hawaii First Circuit Court. It's a $240 million housing project that was set up on the Hapuna Coast. And allegedly, Shohei and his buddy became disruptive forces, his agent, and treated the agreement as a one-way street and sought to get those that held him accountable fired. I go back to the story of the gambling because it fits into the conversations that continued in the break. What other great athlete in today's day and age, the modern-day Babe Ruth, would be able to just literally keep going as if nothing ever happened the way he did, where you have millions and millions and millions of dollars over years and years being spent on betting with a specific illegal ring in California. And then this comes up, and it's like, oh, whatever, no big deal.
It also seems because the agent is such a center of this that he might be the second fall guy.
Oh, yeah, the agent's going to be the next fall guy.
And he gets a pass because he doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
So it's hard to pepper him with questions. So, and I think that sometimes maybe, you know, people like, it's a difficult for them to do that on, like, these type of topics. So I think he kind of gets a pass for that.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of, not a pass, but he gets away with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I am, it's just endlessly fascinating.
Yeah.
I don't know how I mean, and it's kind of over. I mean, yesterday was a big story, and then today it's
so
like,
what were they going to build? Some, like, giant housing project? And
they were going to build a big community, and I think there was a resort that was going to go in there. His attorney, though, his agent is from CAA, and that's a major company. So I don't know if he's going to be able to run them the way he ran his translator.
They got tons of athletes.
Daddy Seuss in Twitch has a good point. Thought he was the face of baseball, only hear negative things. Is that true? Is that hurting him in being the face of baseball? Like, Shohei was this just otherworldly star. And
I don't think it does, but, you know.
I mean, they won the World Series last year.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, be careful what you wish for. The Dodgers-Yankees meet in the Fall Classic. They're going to bring back to light, like with the Patriots, something that happened 15 years earlier. When they get back to the Super Bowl, there's all these stories about the same thing that's been adjudicated. With Shohei, it was barely mentioned.
Yeah, I think that, like, because people still, like, he's already hit, what, 40-plus home runs?
Yeah.
Like, so he's already back at it. I think a lot of people are just like, when the Dodgers came here, everybody wanted to go to the Dodgers game to see Shohei. So I don't really think people look at him as being a negative on baseball.
And Dave, Principal Dave, has a point about Michael Jordan in the Twitch chat saying that he'd be like that. It's the best analogy. In today's day and age, Jordan wouldn't get away with it. Mm. Like, because there would be people with smartphones at the Atlantic,
Atlantic City?
Atlantic City casinos.
Yeah.
There would have been people, you know, so
they would have been taking pictures of him and that kind of thing.
And Jordan that is the best analogy, because he missed a season for many believed to be illegal betting. But he's still beloved. But I don't think that would have worked in today's world.
All right, thanks, Curtis.
Yep.
Wiggy, good morning. What's your lead?
All right, good morning. So we talk about the Patriots and football season and the excitement around it, but we're still some time away from Patriots football. But we are not that far off from college football. I'm a huge college football fan. So we're a week away. Next Saturday, there'll be, you know, the opening, they call it week zero, I believe, in college football. But I'm looking forward to week one in college football and some of the games that we're going to see. Talk about a Saturday with some great games. I don't know if I've ever seen this before. The Texas Longhorns, the number one team in the country.
Yep.
And they'll be the underdog in week one as they play Ohio State. Bama versus Florida State, which is going to be great because, you know, you guys form a quarterback. Castellano is down at Florida State, and I guess he's been talking a lot of trash about Bama. LSU Clemson will be a good one. And I like Syracuse and Tennessee because I think Syracuse is a sneaky, quiet, good team. But just college football being here, obviously we can't forget about Boston College taking on Fordham, or UMass taking on Temple, or my Bulldogs taking on my former alma mater in Marshall. So that'll be a great time, and we are almost there. For all you football fans out there that really want to see real football, because I know the preseason is the preseason. Yeah. We don't really get into it unless it's like, all right, I watched like the first two series of Joe Milton, and I'm like, all right, this is a wrap. But now we can actually be invested in watching football. We're right there. We are right there, and we're a little bit more than a week away. August 23rd, the college football season kicks off.
All right, great job, Wiggy. Good segue for me to my lead this morning. We're going to have to take a break, but involves college football and what app on college football players' phones they need to be switching over to private moving forward. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.